And then I'm going to make Doug the Upchurch. No, I'm going to let Doug make host. Doug, here we go. Now you are the
I'm
host.
Here. Yep, I'm good.
Going to fix my camera. Not sure how to do that, but I will figure this out. So we were, you know, it was very funny. We had this big storm 20 minutes into Game of Thrones, FYI. Not a pleasant thing for me. And, but everything, I don't know, all the electronic equipment isn't working right now. It's just so weird. No, now I'm not even in the right place. Hang on one sec. So I'm just checking one thing here, and then we can, we have really started, but Doug will talk. Doug will speak while I figure this out. I have to figure
I will
out.
Talk. Well, I am checking in with Anna if she has anything she wants to update us on too.
Yes, Anna, so make sure that's right. Know.
But we couple things we want to just remind you guys about. So first of all, welcome. This is our first integration call. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we go. Tonight, we're also going to do a little review of Module 6. So if any of you guys have questions about Module 6, this is a great time to talk about that. And then we're going to talk a little about what integration is, what it's like, and how we do this work. So what the next four calls are going to be like. So we'll spend some time talking about that as well. So if you have questions, we may not be able to bring people up on video tonight, given the goofiness of what's happening.
We may or may not.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. And then we will go from there. It looks like Anna doesn't have anything to say tonight, but she'll be posting something for us tomorrow. So if everybody just watching the Facebook group, you'll notice that. We did have one question in the main hall, but I've pulled those in. And that's
One second.
And so we'll get to that question. But really tonight, we're going to start off with just kind of hearing from you guys about questions from Module 6. And so if you have any questions you want to talk about or would like for us to talk about, feel free to drop those into the Q&A as we do.
There we go.
Try and capture that.
All the pieces of me are here now in one place. So
the last one was your cup of coffee, wasn't it?
That's right. So yeah, and poor little Tinkerbell, she just got all her teeth pulled. She had none of her baby teeth fell out, so she had two rows of teeth, and so we had to take her to the dentist today, so she's not feeling well and wandering around. Anyway, okay, so this is where the rubber hits the road, and we are going to have the best time ever. And what happens in the integration phase of shared wisdom is we start applying all the content that you've learned into different subjects. But Module 6 is also very rich. And I wanted to, you know, talk about Module 6 first. And I was just noticing there is a ton of meditations in Module 6. So, you know, this is really the play. I think that Module 6 is the playtime module, that and the Living Oracle. So tonight, Doug and I are going to do readings for some of you off of the Living Oracle too, sort of, you know, get it so that you see how it works. I know it takes a while for you to get your courage up to post in it, but I really encourage you. I think there's 36. Now, Celtic runes, I was saying to Doug, or Norse runes, they work off of 25 oracles. And there's 36 in there, I think, now. So ideally, we want to get it up to 100. We had over 400, I think, or 500 in the group before the last group. So, and again, that's over the next 4 months, right? It's not like you expected to do it right now, but it is time for you to jump in there and play with it because it's extraordinary. So in Module 6.
And can I just say something about that, Colette?
Yeah.
I think what's really important, you know, some of you may be feeling like, well, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to share. There's two parts to this process. And the first is really beginning to gather in the nuggets of learning that you've had over this journey. If you think about your journey within Oracle School, what have been those?
There's 38.
Yeah. So what are the pearls that you want, that you have gained? And what's one of the pearls, not even all of them, just one or two that you would want to share with someone else in the form of an oracle? So make sure, you know, do the work to kind of begin to reflect on this course. One of the things that whenever we take some kind of a new learning, we need to think about how do we embed and anchor the content for ourselves going forward. And that is deliberately part of why this process is here, so that you can spend some time really reflecting on what you've learned and what you've gained, mm-hmm. and then bringing that in a way that you can share it. You guys have done amazing, as Anna says, there's so much great stuff there. And you may have two or three or more that you want to put out there, but let's get everyone out there.
Like, I have, about that. We didn't do this before, but I have a way that can really help kickstart this for you. And if you took the Wisdom of Avalon deck, and if you have that deck, that's the deck to play with, and ask, what have I learned most in this? Do you have the deck there, Doug? Okay, so here's a way for you to expand, because remember, the Living Oracle is an experiment. It works, and we know it does. But so let's say you want to give yourself a kickstart to think about, what do I want to talk about? So just ask the Oracle, what is the greatest gift that I have learned so far in Shared Wisdom or in Oracle School? And Doug, let's pull a card. So it's movement. So that, and so if you think about that and just allow yourself to percolate on that for a bit, say, you know, if movement was the thing that, I am a story in motion. Right? Say like, well, what else could I say about that? And how does that apply to me? Oh, I have learned that nothing is static. Everything flows from one state of being to another. That's a great lesson for me, because in the past, I might have believed that the state of mind that I was in was going to be that way forever, or that my past patterns would always be there, or that the way I was conditioned would always be that. So then you're sitting there with the card, and then saying like, wow, yeah, this is like a really big lesson. Oh, so if I were to write the Oracle for somebody else, thinking that, we are stories in motion, that's what I learned about movement, then you write something along that line. So, you know, being a story in motion. So Debbie, you got Raven, right? So I'm gonna put the chat up for me. So you got Raven. So Raven would be magic and synchronicity. So wouldn't you say that I am the magic? The magic is in you. So like use that, right? So use the Avalon Oracle. I think that's the one, because it's the simplest one, Lori. I think because, and it's the one that you guys use the least. I found that was the very first oracle I ever made. It was Wisdom of Avalon. And I do think that it's the simplest one to get you thinking about the subjects. So, right. And yes, and the oracle will inform you as an oracle, right? Right. The oracle will inform you as you create the oracle. So communication, right? So Deborah Gray. So if you got communication, you say to yourself, what did I learn about this? Okay, everybody's like now posting what they picked, right? That they picked. So take that. You're not going to write about a bee, Lily, right? You're not going to write about that, but you might write something about that. If I put the work in, I will get the honey, right? It's like, this is something that, like, if I will put the effort in, you know, and then I will be ready for the next opportunity, whatever that's going to be. No, you don't read that as a challenger ever. Thanks, Doug. Yeah, so you only read, so let's say perception, right? So there's Lisa who was on the cruise. Hey, Lisa, I think it's Lisa Silverman. Anyway, so if it's perception, then could what you have learned most in this program would be not to judge. And right? So because perception is the lens through which you see, right? And immediately you think, well, what else does it mean? So let yourself ask the questions about this particular card. Go ahead, Doug.
And what I might add to that is, as you have the card, it's not just replicating what Colette's done with the card in Avalon at all.
Not at all. I don't want you to do that.
Yeah, but it's tell me the story of your journey in Oracle School through the lens of this card. So if it's movement, as we did, then the story of your journey through Oracle School, if you're learned through the lens of movement. So as Colette did, it's like the lens of movement is all about emotion. And where have you freed things up? One of the things I love about the movement card is that it's also the card, I believe, right after the restriction card in the deck. And so it always means things are now flowing again. Where are things flowing in your life? And what's the message you'd want to bring to the table? So just kind of bringing that life in can be really helpful through the lens of the card.
Yeah, like Like, I just thought, I think if you use that as a way for you to think, because you might be a little stumped. I know that some of you are shy about this. And so, like Maggie, I'm going to give you an example about burden. Have you learned that what is mine, and what others, it's not my circus, not my monkeys? Like, yeah. Could burden mean that I've learned in this program to discern what is mine to carry and what is not mine, right? That's like about, and I'd love to hear from you, Maggie, like that's like about discernment, exactly, right? So you want to sit with it and ask, how can I apply this to me? And then if I were to see this as a, as the one of the greatest things that I have learned here, how could I turn this into an oracle for someone else without copying what Colette wrote, right? So I think that that's the way I want you to percolate on this. And I definitely think that that this will help you, yeah, get inspired by pulling cards every day, asking May counsels for my ask good, exactly. So you'll, so we know that we asked specific questions of you that you were supposed to ask yourself and then come up with an oracle. But here's the deal. Why not use what we have? Like, let's use an oracle that we already have. That was the first one that I created that we know is beautiful and it works, et cetera, to be the jumping off point so that it can really help you with your own. So then you just, but remember, you don't even necessarily have to read the meaning. You can, but then you say, like, how do I apply this to me? And if I were to share that with somebody else, what would I tell them? And that's your oracle. So you don't repeat. Go ahead.
And what would that look like to me? So for example, what image would I want to share? What exactly. Piece of art would I, in my home or my life, would I want to share that represents this in the way that I would see it? So yes. You know, for movement, it's a water fountain or maybe, you know, whatever. But like the idea is you have to bring it through your life. This is a lens that you then look at your life through and then bring that as a share.
So I think that's a way for you to really understand this a little bit more. Eventually, I am going to be giving a course on how to make your own oracle. That's something that's a passion of mine. So at some point, right, you're going to be labeled to learn this. But right now, I want you to know how an oracle can move through you about you, because you are, I know, I'm like, I love this. Everybody goes, oh my God, I want, how cool. I know you're all signing up for that one. Look at that. Oh my God, I'm in for that. Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes, 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 yes. So yes, we are. And to make it for you, I had the idea that we create a way for you to create your own oracle that would work with mine. So, you know, how do you make your own very personal oracle? How can you help a kid make an oracle for themselves? Yeah, like I thought, I'm not going to teach you how to publish an oracle, because that's something you, if you love it, you might do later. But anyway, I'm ahead of myself. I just thought I would share this exciting thing that I want to do. I know, amazing idea. Wow! So
I love the idea that did you see Anna's post? I think is really good too, right? That sometimes we don't see she said sometimes we don't see the change in ourselves. This will help us to focus on the change. On that change, and then you can pass your wisdom to someone else. Again,
now, can I just say this about, okay, so Anna, see Anna's little witch hat?
Yeah.
So when you got Raven, magic and synchronicity, I think of the little witch. I would put like a witch's broom with a witch hat hanging off of it, because that's what, instead of a raven, I would pick that. You know, or, you know, transformation, like whatever the icon is that speaks to you symbolically, it won't be the same as the oracle card you pick. That's why I thought that for the experiment, you know, go ahead and use the Wisdom of Avalon if you're stumped, right? And then really sit down and then you can go back to the original questions that we have for you in module 5. I think it's in module 5 where we have this, where we ask you certain questions, you answer 3 different things and you have 3 different oracles. Like Mary Elizabeth, you had the death card, which is about transformation, letting go of things. And we know you've just been through a divorce. We know that, you know, you're coming into this brand new life. Something had to die in order for something amazing to be born. So that's a no-brainer for you, right? That card that you got. So you can tell the Wisdom of Avalon is always going to be so effortless to do that, right? And very, very effortless. So I just thought it'll help you guys. And those of you who have done this before, you know, jump in and do new ones, right? You know, you're not going to do the same ones you did last year or the year before, but you want to focus on something that can help stimulate the way you think. Because it is true what Anna said. Sometimes you don't see it in yourself, and the cards will reflect that to you. And then you can reflect it back to us because you're sharing your wisdom of your life experience. Are we limited to three oracles? No. We just want everybody to put three and then you can keep going. So no, and then no. You can do, some people put in 20. I think of the one when we had 500, they just kept putting it in and putting it in and putting it in. Just put in as much as you feel. But right now we want you each to have three. Like the idea is that we want you to have three. Right? Look at this. A number of cards I pulled during 2017 and early 2018. I haven't even gotten since then. That's Maria Nahigian, right? So there you go. I just got into questions in module 5, finished 30-day veterans therapy, right? Oh gosh, Tara. Yeah, some big emotional work. Yay you. But yeah, we have plenty of time. A number was missing. Ooh, Anna needs to check. Is that last time I looked, I noticed a number was missing. You think 20? Number 20, that means everybody needs to change their number. So Anna needs to double check that and she'll be
sorted.
Yeah.
It's good.
Four more ladies. We're introduced to the Oracle. Woohoo. No, just leave it. Anna says, leave it. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Anna is the boss. There you go.
Yeah. I think 30 is the one that was missing him, but we're good guys. You just keep going from where we're at. Keep going.
Just go. Yeah. The dragons will look after it. Exactly. Anna will know what to do with that. So again, don't get caught up in that. And, you know, don't put 20 oracles in one row, but somebody might have done 20 oracles over 5 months. Right. So that's what we're saying is like, you know, the epiphanies come, another three cards go. The idea is that you'll end up having three in a row if you can, and then you'll add more later. But it's so cool. And then somebody else will pick your card about them, and you then are the living oracle for them because you posted something about you. You're like a living Cleedon, right? It's so cool. Very, very cool.
So Colette, we have a couple of questions that are coming in. One is in general question. It's not about module 6. And we've got a couple of module 6. So this first one is general from Terry Cohen. She says, how can I receive the wisdom? I giggle only, Terry, because I know this feeling. How can I receive the wisdom when I allocate time for it? When I sit down with that attention, nothing comes together. But it's in the times when I'm not thinking about it that I receive the wisdom and then I forget it.
Oh, then you, okay, the part with between receiving the wisdom and forgetting it is the important part. So I always get my wisdom when I go for a walk, when I'm in the shower, when I'm driving my car. Those are the three times I come up with my oracle cards, my classes. You know, like it doesn't come from me sitting in front of my computer. It comes going someplace. And walking is a big one for me. I'm like constantly talking. I'm like getting the downloads. You got to go. As soon as you get the idea, then you write it down. So the idea is to create the discipline of when you know where it is that you find the most information comes to you. Like, is it somewhere else other than the time that you allot to it? But remember, you allotted your entire life to this when you signed up. So it is actually not true that you gave yourself 20 minutes to sit down and do it. When you sign up for Shared Wisdom, the course has worked you. Like whether you're at work, whether you're not even paying attention to it, you're constantly being worked by the course. So I wouldn't worry about it. But yeah, just keep a little, or keep a voice recorder. Yeah, doing the dishes is a good one for me too, Fatima. Yeah, exactly. Siri will make a note for you on your phone. Doug Upchurch, 24.
That's how geeky I am.
I love your geekiness. It makes me want to go out and buy gadgets and then show them to you. I want to go and buy every gadget and go, Doug, look.
No. Okay, so you ready to talk about module 6?
Yes.
So this, guys, I mean, you all know this is what an amazing module we have with module 6. It's Akashic Records, Intentional Synchronicity, Talismans, Rituals, and Lunar Cycles. And so we won't go over everything tonight. We just want to talk about some of the questions that have come up. But the first question we had is one that, and I just had it here. I sent to you. There it is. It's from Noreen N. And she talks about this module 6 meditation. She says they rock. Amazing. I did the spirit animals meditation and some profound information was revealed. Very interesting. Just wondering why it is important to note if the animal is appearing is from the sky, water, or earth. Also, how to interpret if two animals show up. I had that for the crown chakra diamond as part of the active imagination.
No. Yeah. Sorry, I've got to plug my computer in. It's dying.
Okay, technical perfections.
Sorry about that. Technical event coming up here. Okay, so here's my answer. So the elements, I think it's when I say it's from the sky, the earth. So for example, if the four elements, you'll notice this in the Good Tarot, like what is air, earth, fire, or water? And they all have very specific connotations or attributes. So it's just something to note. If you have all water animals, like then it's like, ooh, there's a lot of focus here on I'm just looking at the module home plate. Sorry about all the moving around, guys. I actually set up in here to take care of Tinkerbell and then she took off. So there you go.
Oh, no.
I'm all in here specifically for her and I don't know where she is now. Okay. The earth, air, wind, you know, so it's like of the air, of the earth, of the sea, under the ground. So it just kind of connects to one of the four elements. That's why we use them. It's not hugely important, but you should know.
Mm-hmm. And it's less about, just to be clear, it's like, where is that animal's normal domain, right? So birds' normal domain will be sky, right? Fish. Mm-hmm. Will be water and so it's more about checking that. Are you only seeing fish in your meditation? Are you only
or otters birds, or right? Like right. Mammals in the sea too. So
right.
Sea birds could be both. They relate to, you know, yeah. So it's just something to pay attention to. Again, remember we're teaching you the subtleties and nuances of oracular consciousness and they show up for us in different forms. And it's just something for you to take notice of. Go ahead.
Yeah. And what about, well, like if you have two animals show up for a specific chakra, any thoughts on that?
Yeah. Sometimes I get three.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just means both are important. I think you just have to sort of know, oh yeah, wait a sec. If I got two here, that means these are two important things for me to think about there's seven themes to this seven chakras in the theme. Say it's in the base chakra of family, inheritance, money, or being grounded, because there's many different ways. What could these two animals mean to me regarding those things? Like, what do I make them mean? Yeah. Right. So I think that's important.
I mean, in some ways, you guys, when we're doing active imagination, it is another way, or in a visual meditation like this, yeah. It's another way that we might be drawing cards. You could think of this as drawing oracle cards too, like mm-hmm. where you draw a card and two come out by mistake. Well, in a visualization, that in a meditation, that can happen. And whatever yeah. your unconscious shares with you, whatever's coming up mm-hmm. is what you pay attention to. So regardless of how many, just pay attention to, make sure you make notes, then you go and you research and you figure out the symbolism, as Colette mentioned.
Yeah, and we don't give it to you because, there's really something to going on a treasure hunt, right? That the act of hunting for the information, the act of looking up different things, comparing what they mean, like, oh, it means something over there. Oh, but it means something over there too. I wonder what they, in the middle somewhere, what could it mean? So you're actually active about looking things up and researching them and finding other things about that so that you're not, you know, you're not given everything on a silver platter. Oh, this is what Colette said it means. I can move along. Right? So you want to, maybe you even see something like, oh, I saw two animals at that chakra, but wait a sec, now I'm seeing a tree bending over and like something else, right? So that's exactly right what Leslie says. And like the guidebook, some particulars will stand out when you research and those are the ones for you at that moment. Thank you, Leslie Norris.
Exactly.
are a good student.
Yes. Yeah. So a couple of other questions are coming in from on this same topic. I'm just going to bring them up. One is, you know, this meditation, as you guys will all know, is designed to have, once you do the meditation, you pull a card for each chakra. And some of you are choosing to use the spirit animal deck for that. So then you end up with more animals. You have a veritable zoo that's happening, or I don't know, what's the phrase of a collection of animals? A menagerie. That's what it is.
Menagerie. Yes.
You have a menagerie of animals, and that's totally okay if you choose to do that. And it's also okay, Abby, if you want to use the spirit animal deck to help you understand. Although, go beyond that, because there's more meaning behind each animal. I would say that may be a place to start. I would encourage you to just do, as I think we say in the meditation, Google it and see what the symbolisms are that are out there and what's standing out for you. Would you agree, Colette? What do you think?
Oh, 100%. 100% agree. And even some of the symbolism that I got for my Messages from Spirit book, based on my research, I've actually contradicted some of that. When I was doing further research for the spirit animal deck, for example. So I can't remember which one it was, but I said to myself, oh, wow, look what I wrote there. I see that. And now I'm saying this over here, but both of them were true. So, but this one felt right for the spirit animal deck. And this one felt right for the symbol guide in my book, Messages from Spirit, which, by the way, will help you because there's over 400 symbols in that book. Right. So you can always take that book too and look up the symbols there. But I always say, keep looking, because just because I said that there, and that was in the context, exactly, different perspectives. Thanks, Fatima. Perception and energy, exactly. Thanks.
Yeah. And Colette, I have this idea. I'm curious what your thoughts are on it, that there's something very different about the family system that is an oracle deck, that all these cards, you talk a lot about how when you create a deck, that they all have to talk to each other. They all have to work
together.
There's
a lexicon.
That is very different from the symbol, from symbols is what I'm going to say.
It is different. It is in the same family, but for example, if you look at the goddess deck and you, first of all, if you took every single goddess out of the deck and use them in the context only of their, you know, the way people worship them, or the culture that they, of the pantheons that they existed in, they would, like, then I would say 80% of the goddesses in the deck are fertility goddesses, right? So they are many things that are the same as the others. But the context in which I created that deck was about the archetypes that live in us, not about the traditional goddess. Yes, I can tell the story about them in the mythology, etc. And but it's like, how do we apply that core message to that archetypal message to the modern person using the deck? It's not about the goddess as much as it is how the goddess resides in us. You know what I'm saying? The archetypal wisdom, which is why the cross-culturalism works really well. Because then every goddess from every culture can speak to any woman from any culture or any man from any culture, right? The essence of the goddess within, exactly, which is why it's always perplexing when people don't get that. However, we're not talking about that. So you have to remember that lexicons, or how Oracle works, is they have to speak to each other and you feel it. So sometimes sometimes you have, you need to talk about certain subjects and you have to find the fit. Who fits the subject of this? Then who would fit it, the subject of that? So in the animals, in the spirit animal, there may have been other meanings, you know, for these particular cards too, but we may have only used, say, one portion of it. That's what we did with the goddess deck. We didn't use, otherwise they would all be fertility goddesses. They would be talking about the same thing all over again. But it's like, okay, well, what else did they say? What made them different than the other ones? Like Danu, for example, was the triple goddess, the Celtic goddess. She was the mother of the Tuatha De Danann, which is an entire race of magical beings. So she's known as the great fertility goddess, the earth goddess. She's the river goddess. She's like all these different goddesses. But I had to come down to the thing that made her so unique and different was the fact.
Oh, I think you're breaking up, Colette. Maybe on your end.
Always be life, huh?
I think you were breaking up. Let's just check. I think you're back though. Go ahead.
Okay, so the fairies did it, exactly. So I'm just trying to show you that every oracle and every oracle card and every experience you have to see it in a context of a talking whole. I always kind of say, take what you like and leave the rest, but take what calls to you. Like, that's why even when you do research, you know, not everything is going to call to you. Like, ooh, this one thing right here is calling me right now.
And I love that language, Colette, because that, anytime we pull a card, an oracle card, there are often multiple symbolic meanings of that card. Mm-hmm. And so paying attention to what you've written in the book and the guidebooks to then say, based on like what's showing up, like today, I still kind of can't believe it. Like I had a card come up and it's the Queen in Wisdom of Babylon. And doing a coaching session for someone. And, you know, of all the things to come up in that card for me today, fertility was the one thing, which is one of like six right. words across the top of that card.
Yeah.
But it was so prominent and so clear that it was like, wow, like, okay. What you're suggesting to us, which I love, is that we have to tune that part of ourselves to pay attention to what's coming, what's resonating, what's showing up, what really is speaking to us right now in that space.
Yeah. So, and that's hard because we want a black and white, we want it to be black and white, and certainty is such a big deal so that we want to always go back. Like that's why the tarot is popular. And why, like, I had somebody say to me, well, oracles scare me because they're all different. At least I know what the tarot is always going to be.
Oh, interesting.
Right? And the idea that the certainty of a fixed system versus the uncertainty of a fluid system until you get to know it, then you have a certainty about it. But yeah. I like the nuanced. I like the going just painting outside the lines, you know, and being able to kind of ask spirit, ask the universe, like how in this context. I love Oracle over Tarot too. I taught Tarot for 25 years. I will do my big Opus Tarot deck, my one with shadow and light. I will do one more tarot deck, but it's the fluid. And that's why I did the good tarot the way I did, because it's fluid. It's very different. The good tarot there, you guys can go both ways. Right. But what I'm talking about is traditional tarot, like the real medieval tarot. Mix the cults and energy. Exactly. Oracles. And that's what I like about it, is because our world is so nuanced the way it is now. And if we are only looking to apply everything like the box to, we miss out on so much. That's why Doug said, oh, that one word, fertility. Now my first inclination around the Queen is about sovereignty and also friendships, mm-hmm. right? That's my first inclination is not to see fertility in the context of, if it came up for me today, I'd be like, I know what that is about, right? It's, mm-hmm. you know, it's being the queen, is owning my power, blah, blah, blah. But had I been reading somebody, it was supposed to be for that, maybe I wouldn't.
Right. Good. We've got
Leslie. Sorry, Leslie said a really good question. Tarot seems to appeal right now to many younger people. Do you think it's in their search for definitive answers? Yes, I do.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I think we're seeing just generationally, we're seeing more of an openness than we've ever seen to systems like this. So, you know, what I love about oracles for me is that it's like, and I've said this before, you've heard me say this, I know guys, but it's this idea that it's a language. It's mm-hmm. a language of symbols that I can learn. And fortunately we have the creator of the language to work with, which is wonderful. So you can kind of learn from directly from you, Colette. But then as you begin to work with them, as all of you have experienced, they become a language that you're very familiar with, and you can kind of make it your own, which is really important.
Exactly. And that's another reason why I want to teach people how to make their own oracles, because it can be so personal, and that you have your own personal lexicon and what you make things mean. And you actually realize, wait a sec, I know when I see that, this is what it means to me. And you have no idea how much information you actually have to create your own lexicon to be able to work with other decks. It's very powerful. I also think too that, even though the tarot is fixed, it's a fixed system, and it will always, all those 78 cards are always going to mean the exact same. And it, but they're very, if you really study it, they're rich psychologically. Like, oh my gosh, like there's so many amazing, Rachel Pollack is one of my favorite writers on it. And I studied with the best. Mm-hmm. And some of the oldest, that my favorite, you know, author who has passed away, on the tarot. But the point is that it's always going to be that way. Oracle cards are going to change according to the author, according to the artist, and according to the themes and why that person made them. But ultimately, they will become your own language the more you use it. It's yours. Right. So you can be certain, but you also have more than one possibility. For like one card can mean like your, that the queen in the Wisdom of Avalon could mean, you know, fertility, it could mean friendships, it could mean personal sovereignty as a woman and the empowered feminine. Like there's so many things that it could mean, but you won't know until you sit down and it will speak to you.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we have one question final on module 6 around the Akashic Records. And then I want to talk about integration and maybe doing a couple of readings.
Yeah, perfect.
So let's start with the Akashic Record question. Very simple one from Maria. Very simple. It's very general. It says, yeah, exactly. I've tried the Akashic Record meditation. Can't seem to access it. Any recommendations?
Yes. So here's what I found with that. Like I record all my meditations and then I listen to them. And the only ones anybody ever hears are the ones that work, right? And the ones that I play for other people, they say, oh, this is so good. I saw this, this, this. But for the Akashic Records, I sometimes can't see that. And I sometimes can and sometimes I can't. So I ask myself questions. You remember I gave you the script for the Akashic Records, right? You have a written script. So a great way to get into the meditation is to record your own version of it, like so that you speak very slowly into your microphone and then you have you telling you that. And the other hand, you can then break down the script you have and say, if I were to go here, what would I see? Right? So then you're letting your imagination, if I could go here, what might show up for me? And then you play a game with yourself. With the Akashic Records. And when you play a game with yourself that way and you ask yourself little questions, then you are letting an active imagination work with you in a lucid way where you don't have your eyes closed, you're not listening to a meditation, you're actually playing and asking yourself questions. So you just say like, oh, if I were to imagine something in this section of the meditation, what would it be? You know, who would be there? Oh, I bet you I would see this. Oh, I see a light, an old lady with long white hair. No, I would see Gandalf, right? So then you write that down and you play a game with yourself while you are completely aware and awake with a pen. Yeah.
Great. And by the way, if you have not had to record any of these things before, you can do them on almost every phone app. You can, mm-hmm. iOS has one built in called Voice Memos. There's other ways you can do it as well, but that is definitely what's helped me to do that. So Maria, I hope that was helpful. I know you're here on the call. Yep. Got it. Thank you. So let's talk a little bit about integration, Colette. We've got 4 calls coming up. And like, what is it? What is this integration thing? And how are we going to do this? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay, perfect. So, you know how we talk about what wisdom actually is? So the knowledge is the information that you got in the 7 weeks or 8 weeks, right? So you got knowledge. And the knowledge comes from answering questions and observing yourself through the lens of those questions, right? That with the oracle and that plus experience. So then you're getting the experience of using the soup bowl and then by the way, too, I want to say something about that because I've noticed that some of you are just saying, oh, I see a reindeer. Well, look it up, right? So, like, I don't just see a reindeer. I see a reindeer. I'm going to look it up and wow, that's so amazing because reindeer means this. That's what we want you to do with the food oracle. So basically, you are learning that you can see oracles in clouds and food and in coffee cups and tea leaves. And I call it the large print oracle is the one in the soup bowl, right? Instead of looking at the tiny little Turkish coffee cups that's this big. That's like for people who need, who have a little older with the eyesight. Anyway, that was supposed to be funny. So you've got the,
Oh, I think we lost you. Yep. Now you're back.
What happened?
We just, after your joke, you froze.
So oh, that's funny. Did I look like that?
Wow. Yeah, and then you're back.
Okay. Presbyopia, what's that? What does that mean?
It's vision something, isn't it? It's about vision.
What does it mean, Marianne Graham? You're showing off, smarty pants. What does presbyopia, I love that. I love words. Nearsightedness. That is so cool. We learned a new word. Presbyopia, okay. So which part of that am I? I just got all excited about a word. yes, about integration. So when it means need reading glasses. Yes.
Yeah, it's farsightedness, I think, is what it is. Yeah.
So perfect. So when you take the information that you got, then you say, how would I apply all of these interesting questions? Like, for example, we're going to focus on relationships, relationship with others, with spirit, with ourselves. It's all about relationship. And we're going to invite you to explore how you can make your relationships better by integrating your wisdom into them, right? So what have you learned so far and how do you make it better? So you invite these to explore these questions in your journal. And I believe that is written somewhere. How would I feel if my small self were the only one in charge of this relationship? Next question is, how would I feel if my story was the only story possible for this relationship? Then how would I feel if my story was revealed as but a teeny thread amongst multitudes of possibilities for this relationship? What can I do to improve this relationship? Anna, yes, and Anna's going to post a question. I was about to ask you, Anna, when were we going to post the questions? So I'm just telling you what the questions are going to be that Anna's going to post. So she's going to actually post the questions that you are going to ponder for the next month. Then you're going to have calls with Anna, like she's going to have practice calls with you, etc. And so you're going to say, oh, all this stuff I learned here, now I'm going to move it over here. I'm going to apply it to this subject. What have I learned? Which card thing am I going to use? Oh, is it a new moon? Maybe I should do a new moon spread, which we also told you in module 6, which by the way, the lunar cycle stuff's going to be different versions of that. It's going to be in the membership site that I think all of you got. So that's going to, I think it's going to be launching in next month. So it's going to be fun. So you have like, oh, where am I at right now? I can use these questions here from the Akashic records to apply to this relationship. So you have so many different tools to answer that in a practical way, right? To use what you are learning in a practical way, right? So you have so many different versions of it. That's what we want you to do. Everything that you have at your disposal up till now, even including doing a reading using the Living Oracle, is like, I want to ask a question, right? And we'll do that tonight too, because we have plenty of time. So this is kind of how, what integration means is that this month we're integrating everything you've learned and applying it to the subject of relationships, relationship with your boss, with your children, with your loved ones, your lovers, your relationships with your enemies, you know, or your perceived enemies, relationships with yourself. How about a relationship with your higher power? Right? So we're looking at that. Then I think we look at prosperity next, or your in-laws too, right? So everybody, as she goes away, if you want to, right? And then as you learn and you've applied these things, you get to be a much better participant in the relationships. How do you know? Well, you're going to stay in the observer. How did you learn that? Well, you do what you get on your bird meditation. Well, what do I do here? Then you take one of those earlier questions, that list of questions that we gave you at the very first module, and you go, ooh, okay, I'm going to look one of those up. I think I'm going to use this applied to that. So that's basically a whole month. And Anna's going to be posting questions for you that we've already designed. We've done it with the other groups. We have them already just to help you start to view your world and your part in it with a new lens, and also a different way to engage it so that you're always constant. Sorry.
No, it's like the lab portion of the class, right? It's the labs applying everything we've been doing over the last two programs and even in between to kind of put this into practice. So there's not a lot of new content. This is you guys doing the work and then coming back in. Ooh, Mystic Lab, I like that, Allison. And then you coming back in with questions, maybe things about what has worked, what hasn't worked for you, what have you noticed, what are you learning in the application? That's really what we want you to be doing, is thinking about what are you learning as you're applying it into these different domains or areas of your life.
I think we should call this section, next time we teach it, as the Shared Wisdom Lab, the Integration Lab, right? Because like when I was with Master Intuitive Coach Institute, changed to the Envision Lab, because we were using the Envision process in a laboratory setting, experimentally.
Yeah.
True. This is a lab. It really is. Thank you, Doug. I love that.
Yeah.
So the main thing is you're not to be scared by this, but you're going to use it. And you're going to be aware of it. Not seen anything on the membership circle because it's not up yet, Linda. That's why. We had to wait, and we actually redid the entire thing from scratch. We had a whole other program, then we did a survey, and then we went back and went, oh, we have to redo this from scratch. And now we're really excited about it. So I have to record a ton of videos and things like that, so it's not ready yet. Yeah, okay. So I'll use your active imagination, exactly. And I went back to the bah-ha-ha-ha-ha. So you're gonna like it. Fight or flight, get on your bird, exactly. So how would you apply the things that you've learned in your daily life around relationships? So it really is about, and here's the other thing, more now than ever, you want to stay in 24 hours, right? More now than ever, because in 24 hours, you are capable of remembering what you've learned. If you think you're doing this until August, you won't, right? It's like, just for today, the magic is in the now, exactly. Just for today. That's what you're doing, just for today. And then you'll see, and then you'll know, because every day you'll have an opportunity. And don't forget, you signed up for this. That means this month, you're all going to have an opportunity to apply these things to your relationships.
This is a time too, guys, that if you've not been really deliberate about your journaling, please pick that up. Create space in the morning or sometime for at least 10 minutes to 15 minutes or more of journaling. What are you learning? What's coming up for you? Go back and review old journal entries that you've had over the course of your time in Oracle School. You know, this is really an important way of processing your own learning and then looking at how it applies in your everyday life. So we're also, you know, we talk about it being a lab. It's also really practical.
You're applying it.
Yeah, this is the real practical stuff. How do we do this? And great point, Anna. You guys have your groups to work with on this. So this is another great way to do that, to have those kinds of conversations for sure.
Exactly. Like, for example, say that there's three of you that get together and, you know, you could pull a card for each other, but you guys could bring what you've experienced, say, hey, this week I did these things. This is what came up for me. And then you can talk about it. Say, like, this is the card that came up for me around my relationship with my daughter. Mm. You know, and I applied this, and here's what I see in this, and you can get feedback from people. And because you're sharing that we're using these systems that we've created, and we're using them as a means to reflect on where we are, you know, how far we've come, where we want to go, what we need to change, if we're still operating unconsciously out of our patterns, or have we stepped into a new one, and are we able to celebrate ourselves, right? So I think that's key too. And listen, you know, I journal a ton. You should see all the journals I have. And then like this year, I was like, I don't want to journal. So I had to force myself to journal. Some days like are hard to journal.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
So
any questions?
Yeah, I don't see any questions on integration, but this is really, so like next month, what we'll do is we'll really come in and talk about and ask, we'll be looking to you guys, by the way, to share your stories of how you've applied some of this learning in relationships. So if you have some stories, some examples you can bring to the table, we'll want you to come talk to us about those. So this will be a great time for that to come to life. Yeah.
And the other thing is, I know some of you don't like posting, right? That you don't, and it's, you know, even if you just post once a week, you know, you say, here's what I learned this week. I know some of you who are more loquacious and really like that bonding in the room, it's great. But the shyer ones are the ones that don't want to post. Make sure you come in, you know, at least once a week and say, this is what happened to me this week. This is what went on. This is the wow, amazing. As I step back, share that. And again, you don't have to share the total details of your life, but you can share it in a more general way. And that way people then say, oh, I see how she applied that, right? That's what we want. That's why we like to share, is not to know just your story, but how you processed it and how you got to the other side of it. Great. Oh, your military program, you don't like to post. Okay, I totally get that. But maybe you could pretend that we're, maybe you could pretend you're someone else. I don't know. Like 007, a black ops military agent. You're like, whoa, I don't know.
All right. Well, let's, sharing that. Yeah, let's talk about, because I know we've got some time to do readings, which you wanted to do with the.
Yeah, I think I'd love to get people up and then talk about, I would like to use the Living Oracle. And if Anna has anything she wants to add at this stage, that might be great.
Anna, anything you want to add? We'll just check in.
At this point that you've been sort of monitoring everyone.
And if you have if you would like to do a reading with the Living Oracle today about any of the topics that we've been talking about, or maybe specifically about relationships, we can kind of get into the practical here.
Let's get into that.
Let's
focus on that. And then let's use a card deck and the Living Oracle like that. We would have like a double-sided thing. So let's put up your hands. Doug knows how to do that. I can't.
I got it. Just if you would like to do a reading about a relationship, one of the questions that we talked about, we will or kind of drop that in. And as a reminder, with relationships, we're not doing them for on the other person. We're doing about you and your relationship to them.
And Anna said she's going to post a practice schedule too this week. So you guys will understand. And what's great about Anna, amongst many things, but
I was going to say lots of things.
Yeah, Anna's going to have some in the evening, some at lunchtime, some in the morning, so that people from all over the world, since we have students from 36 countries in here, they can, especially like the Australians can show up. And the and also the Europeans who stay up so late for the live calls, she'll do them in the morning, and then everybody can show up at different live calls. So, yeah, it's
wonderful.
It's really great.
Okay, Colette, do you have a deck you'd like to us to use for the other one?
Yeah,
I've got,
you know,
got
what?
All mine here. Which one would you like?
I think. Do you have the Enchanted Map?
I have them all.
Yeah, let's use the map with the Living Oracle.
You got it.
Let's pull up. Doug and I are writing a coaching course for you guys on how to coach with Oracle cards. And the map deck is the one that we're resurrecting for that. It's so good. So we were just talking
very
about it.
Very excited.
Yeah, it's really good. Okay, so let's pull. Do you want to pull two people up or do you want to pull one person up to show them?
Let's do one and focus on relationships.
Yeah, okay, so great. And then we're going to teach using you guys tonight as our teaching tools. You are our teaching tools.
Great. All right. So I'm just going to kind of randomly go around the ones that we've got hands up. Abby, you are coming on as panelist. Now, guys, we may not be able to get video to work, but we'll be able to get audio to work. So we'll do our best here.
Yeah. If
we
can. I'll turn my audio off.
Don't turn anything off in case we can't turn it back on. That's okay.
No, that's right. How about Anna? Can Anna do the randomizer and then text?
I've got it right here.
Oh, you've got the randomizer.
I've got it all right here, ready to go.
Why am I making work tonight? Like, sorry, Anna. It's like, this is Doug's and my time to actually do something, right? It's like.
All right. Abby, are you with us? Can we hear you?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can perfectly. So that's great.
I do have my camera little button on in my settings. So I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I think it's something on the setup of the meeting. We had a last minute setup on the meeting tonight. And I think what happened is that it didn't allow for video for participants in the settings. And so we'd have to kind of go back out and change it.
Yeah, non-video participants. But you know what? It's better because I live in the country. So if there's three videos on, it tends to freeze. So when we work off of phone lines for our video, it's so awful. Okay.
Well,
so Abby,
in the country too. Yes.
Perfect. So tell us about tonight's about relationships. So is there a relationship you'd like to ask a question about? And do you have a question even formed that you might want to ask?
I have a question. It's interesting. It's interesting because this is the negative space relationship. I'm not currently in a relationship, in an intimate relationship. Of course, I thought I'd meet that man in the country. It hasn't happened yet. But I did want to ask, what is the energy around this for me? And or maybe what am I unconsciously or subconsciously possibly putting out to keep that at bay?
Or not, because remember, how do you know? I'm going to stop you there because you're saying you're keeping it at bay, but how do you know that the perfect guy hasn't been available yet and is still coming? So you're not keeping, what if it's the timing is out of your hands? So why don't we, right? You don't know that you're keeping anybody at bay. It just hasn't happened yet. There's an assumption there that can then affect and influence the reading, right? Do you understand that?
Yes.
You're not neutral.
I'm not neutral when I say that. You're absolutely right. I'm blaming myself, saying I you know, I haven't put on my deodorant. It must be me.
Right. It must be me. Do I smell? I get it. Right. So, but this is really important. This is so important that we all know this, that if we're going to get an accurate reading, we need to step back and go, what frame of reference am I coming from here? Mm-hmm. And we learn by speaking out loud. Yes. Right, like we can trick ourselves in our head, but when we say it out loud, the vantage point. So we know that the vantage point is that you were a minute ago coming from a place of lack and an assumption that something that you're doing something wrong. So yeah. If we come over here, mm-hmm. where divine timing is operating in your highest good, right? There is no. Over here, it's completely different, but nothing has changed except your vantage point.
Yes.
Right? So you'd like to meet a partner. So I like the question, what do I need to know about the energy surrounding romantic partnerships?
For me, yes.
For you, okay.
For me.
All right. Perfect. So we're gonna do a living oracle first and generate that number. We've got 32 as the magic number here, Abby. Okay. So you'll be able to look it up as well, but I'm going to just come in. And 32 is from Connie, and it's called Timekeeper Illusion. Here's the text. It says, now is the time to forget about your list of obligations. Let go of not enough of you to go around. No stress. Just return to joy. You're invited to fairy time to remember your inner child who wants to play in a world without the limit of time or imagination.
Now that's beautiful. Just in the word timekeeper.
Yeah.
Right? And we were saying that you're thinking, I'm running out of time. There is no guy, right? Like, what am I doing wrong? I think it's beautiful and very appropriate. Now let's ask the map for more information.
Yeah.
Gentle. Field of dreams.
Oh, field of dreams.
Field of dreams. So I'm going to just read it for you, Abby, because I think it's so perfect. This is the perfect time to harness the field of vast potential not yet realized in your life. Great abundance is yours if you're willing to do the work alongside the gentle gardener. Be clear about your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. Concentrate on your best life regardless of the temporary outer conditions imposed upon you by the greater world, which has its own story to tell. You have a basket full of seeds that are quite powerful, for your talents are divinely inspired and will indeed lead a great harvest to be shared with others. You will reap what you have sown. Dream big, dream beautiful, take action, and tend to the garden of your life and experience the extraordinary.
That's beautiful. And it's perfect.
Yes. It's
really perfect.
Now, let's, for the hell of it, pick another card from the Living Oracle. Say, what else do I need to know?
Okay. What else do I need to know regarding this situation?
And we have 37 is the card, which is, yeah, I just love it. Permission slip. You deserve to be happy now. If there has been an area of your life where you have been doubting yourself or your worth, now is the time to let that, I'm going to insert, shit go. Release all fear and negative thought patterns, breathe into your heart center, and ask for what you really need. Then give yourself permission to experience that right here, right now, in this moment. Spirit wants you to know that you are loved and so deserving.
That's, yeah, that is just, what an incredible reading.
Yeah.
Is the perfect, situation for me right now.
All right, now, so now we asked about relationships. So now, have you added to the Living Oracle?
I have not, and interestingly enough, I do have something set up that I was going to take a picture of and had something, I do have something in my mind.
So do you have Wisdom of Avalon there?
I don't. I have Wisdom. Wisdom
doesn't matter. Doug is going to choose you a card from the Wisdom of Avalon. Say, like, what could be a great topic for you to write about? We can just even ask that question. What would be a great topic for me to write about for the Living Oracle?
Okay. What would be a great topic for me to write about in the Living Oracle?
The Wind Fairy. It's about how you use your thoughts and your mind to possibly overthink and analyze.
Yeah.
And where have you been? perhaps, I like to say when this card comes up, where have you been caught up in the tornado of your thoughts?
Yeah. I love that.
Oh my gosh. And it's so appropriate. And that actually goes right back to the beginning of this reading, yeah, when we were just talking about my vantage point when I first came in to ask the question and shifted that vantage point.
This is the power of compassionate community, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like when you're willing to be vulnerable and you're letting the teacher, me, say, hey, whoa, slow down. Your vantage point is off because I hear that you're coming in with an assumption, et cetera. And we do this in a really loving way. And left to our own devices, sometimes we don't get there and we're still stuck there, yes, right? So that's what the beauty of these, you know, these groups are that, you know, like we're very proud of how Oracle School has evolved and the kind of quality of student that's in here. And, you know, and we don't do this alone. We can't do this in a vacuum. That's why these calls are so important. And your calls are so important too. Thank you so much.
Okay. Let's get another one out. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Abby. Wonderful. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Can we get Tara up here? I know, Tara, you're a little shy because of the military thing, but maybe it would be good for you to come up here.
Tara, are you willing to come up?
I'm going
to
wait for her. Oh, yeah. She said sure. Okay, good.
Okay, one moment, please. Well, there she is.
Hi, Tara.
Hang on. Here we go. And I'm going to unmute her. And
hi there.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
Yeah, we can hear you great.
I'm really great.
So how, I have an idea and you tell me if this idea is any good.
Okay.
Okay, because you may not want to do this idea, in which case we could do something else. But I kind of was thinking, since we're looking at relationships, what is your relationship to your conditioning?
What I've realized, and this is a big aha for me, and I plan on writing about it in the Living Oracle, and the reason why I haven't been able to engage is because I've been giving a lot of emotions to people that are very broken right now emotionally, and because I'm empathic, it really drains me, but I work one-on-one with them, and I've been using your system because it's what helped me. I've been working with a lot of Bruce Lipton, Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Yeah, perfect.
You're my threes. You're my three.
They're my friends.
And that's what's actually, it's brought me out of it. My PTSD, my CPTSD, it's there, but I've got it. I've got this now. And it's because of all of this, right? So all I've done is paid it forward. So as I just haven't had the time to sit and do my own study, and because I'm teaching the girls, but you're so right. The interaction, it's healing for everybody. It's healing for everyone. So yes, I would, I've learned that when I'm going to post, my thinking is actually remembering. And that's where the healing is going to take place. Because I'm thinking all of this, you know, panic thoughts and fear and stuff like that because of the military conditioning, right? And it is. I've had 20 years of it. So it's been hardwired. And I'm turning that around by doing little things with my girlfriends online, little bits here and there so I can go into the bigger forums.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's because I know it's a big forum, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
So that's why don't we do a baby step?
Okay.
And let's do a baby step. And would you like to ask a question about a relationship that's not necessarily about yourself or a relationship to your past or like, or would you like a relationship to a person?
No, I feel comfortable on here with you guys on Zoom because it's more private forum. So I don't mind. I can talk about Billy and I. Billy also has been diagnosed with PTSD and he's done 28 years of service. So sometimes the house can be like a battle zone, unintended. And my question is, what is the energy surrounding Billy and I during this time on our journey of healing?
Great. Perfect. Okay, good. And then for our highest good.
For our highest good.
Right. Okay. So is it okay if we, and thank you again, isn't it so great how everybody is saying thank you for your service? It's like all of these people are so supportive of you and, I think what you do is amazing, and I think this would be a great question. So let's look at the energy, and let's do the randomizer, Doug. Oh, your little machine is off.
My little machine, that little machine.
The little machine.
Yes, your card is 29, and it's, again, can't make this up. When the past heals the present. Acceptance, forgiveness, love, compassion, reconciliation. Going back to your roots requires courage and vulnerability. As we are all a story in motion, what is your story today that helps you to reconcile with your past? Spirit is sending you messages. Listen to them and allow yourself to accept that you have needs and your needs will be met to find love, joy, and peace. And the poem that's in the image is a tribute to, this is Millie's grandmother, and she says, what is your poem? And the poem says, Janet, like a sweet flower, your nectar was full of love, your generosity filled with colors, taste, and smell. Oh, I'm not going to be able to read it all. You'll have to go and take a look at it. It's a little hard for me to read the whole thing, but
I will. I definitely will.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Yeah.
On mine too. I've got some stuff here that I've been working on it because I've been working a little bit and I'm going to throw it up. That's going to be, I'm getting ready to come on in. I've been working on this because I want to integrate myself with everybody. I truly do.
Awesome. Well, we know you are, you're a very important part of us. We see you every week on here. So now we're going to pick another card for you. So what else can we know? Can we learn for your highest good about the energy surrounding you and Billy?
So this is an interesting card. For you, Tara, it's a One Ring Circus in reversed. And so I'll read it and then Colette, maybe you can talk a little bit about it.
Oh yeah, I want to talk about that.
Yeah, if you think that the sun won't rise without you, then it's time to change. Perhaps you believe no one will be there to help you or you expect that you have to do all the work, emotional or otherwise. This is a fear-based idea and only serves to alienate you from others by taking away their right to participate. Receiving the One Ring Circus card may indicate the misuse of power. Give it up. Let go of the need to control how the wind blows and let others play their part. You don't need to be invincible, have all the answers, or be the savior. Things will get done if you step out of your own way. Yet another meaning for this card suggests that someone else may be trying to control you. This needs to be addressed. Don't be afraid to set a boundary. This is a wonderful step to interdependence. Consider the example of two trees planted side by side, sharing the sunlight equally, neither overshadowing the other.
Wow, because it does, it speaks to a lot of my son. My son is 30 years old and he's got his own cards to play. And coming through it, I've been doing things that are, you know, enabling and codependent and things like that. So I've been working on that as well. It's also part of my healing journey because my kids are healing as well, right?
I'm going to interrupt you for 1 second because what I found interesting about this, you know, you work in many respects as a healer, right? I mean, right? So are you a therapist in the Army also, or like a...
No. This is something I'm an empath. I've known my whole life.
Right. So you're just like that. That's just your nature. That's just the natural way. Okay. So it's very common for those of us who are the only reason they get to breathe is if they're giving to someone else.
You're breaking up. We heard the only reason they get to breathe is if they're giving to someone else.
Right.
We heard.
Right. So there's that you, and again, like you said, codependency, you didn't cause it. You can't control it and you can't cure it and you can never relieve someone else of their bottom.
No.
So it's really about just being present with the love that the first one talked about. Right. And knowing that it's there for you and that you can be like those two beautiful trees without overshadowing the other. I wish I could have continued to write some of those oracles. I could have written pages on them because when you think of a tree, you think of, yes, because there's the pages.
You did.
I did. Oh, I did, didn't I? 300 pages. I did. I know.
That's amazing.
I did. That was for another course. We have to break it down. It's too much for everybody. But there is that whole idea that the two trees have a way to communicate under the ground and they actually nourish each other and they're part of a system. So mm-hmm. most trees are not independent of the rest of the trees in the world. Like forests, if one tree dies, the rest of them make up for that. But they can't overshadow. If they're too crowded, then they take away from the other. And that's way it's sort of like being able to be that beautiful duality that the two of you have, like the two of you, not necessarily duality, but that you allow him to be him, you get to be you, your kids get to be them. And you know, you're not, you don't have to expect yourself to be that person.
Absolutely. And it's created a wave between Billy and I. I have a very strong relationship with my husband. We've been married for, it'll be 29 years this month. So a long time. And we've had our ups and downs and our separations and stuff. We're stories, emotions. And then we keep coming back together. So spirit wants us together. You know, that's how I look at it. We seem to come back together. And that's why I love him with my whole heart. And, you know, we've pretty much forgiven each other. Mm-hmm. So it's a boy, right? We've got, it's like a hot spot. It's just a hot spot. He's 30. So it's a hot spot.
Yeah. And that's part of where this whole idea of boundaries, right? The mm-hmm. being clear about boundaries. Mm-hmm. And this, I think the thing that, as I was reading it, the word that launched out at me as I just was reading the pages for you was interdependence.
Yes.
That is the goal. That is the focus for you, is to create a healthy interdependence in your family and in your home. And in particular, because we're talking about Billy, with Billy, like that is really the key piece here, is that healthy nature of that we can both have our own space, trees that share root system, but separate. And that's really important. So hopefully that's helpful, Tara.
Thanks so much for joining us tonight, Tara. We'll pick somebody else now. We love you. So this is kind of how we want you guys to think of it. It's like as if Doug and I were there. Even you can even conjure us up in your head. What would those guys say? So it's like you don't just sit and look at the one thing. You say, how what story could this stir up, and how could I apply this, and what would I say about this? So you end up having this conversation. That's why we really want you to do that in your groups too, so that you guys can talk about what it could mean. And then you're really sharing, and that's what sharing wisdom is. That's what shared wisdom is, right? You're not giving each other readings as much as you're sharing the wisdom, the life. Yeah. Life. Yeah. Thank you so much, Tara. Let's pick another one. You pick whoever, right. Doug.
I'm picking up Millie Carey is who's coming forward. Millie, we're going to promote you to panelist. Millie's card was the one we just pulled from the last Living Oracle as well. So, hi, Millie.
Hi.
Not only are you here, but we even saw your card. There you go.
I know, I'm lucky.
Cool.
Great. We're glad you're here. Do you have a relationship or a question you'd like to ask?
Yeah, I'm happily married and I have three boys, and my relationship is every day challenging with my three boys. They're my teachers and they're my challenge. And so emotionally, I know how much it can drain me. And right now I have a question with especially my little one. And so he's very independent, and I get to a place where I don't know how to communicate with him.
Oh.
And I want to make sure that he's okay, because boys don't talk a lot. Hmm. So how, what is the best way to connect? And I think that if I ask the question for my little one, would be also helpful for the two bigger. So I don't know if I can make like a general question for the three of them, or just the little one, but it's, how can I get a better connection, a better communication with my boys? Or how can I help them and support them in their challenge?
So I'm wondering, Millie, if it's about your role as a mother, in which, and how can you, and we can ask specifically about your youngest, your relationship with your youngest, but it might be good to broaden it to just think what's needed from you right now in your relationship with your sons, in your role as a mother, what's most needed from you? How does that sound?
Yeah, I love it. I know it goes back to me for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Colette, how's that sound to you? Does that sound like anything you'd change on that before we go into it?
No, it's perfect.
Okay. Let's start with a random number generator. So what do you need to know about your role as a mother for your highest good and for your relationship with your sons? And we end up with card number two, which is I am. It says, and it's got a picture of a puppy running, which I love. Mm-hmm. It says, I'm free and full of joy. I live in the now, which is the only place to be. I am not caught by the past nor worried about tomorrow. I am. What is that? When you hear that, what does that mean to you in your role as a mother? Just giving you a chance to maybe interpret that a little bit first.
A lot of forgiveness to be in the now. Mm. This card of forgiveness has been my theme since 2 weeks.
Wow.
Pulling out that.
Wow.
And I get to a point where it's like, okay, I do all this meditation, forgiveness meditation was great.
Yeah.
But I get to a point where I said, who else I need to forgive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't even know anymore. Yeah. So, you know, you have old stories and cards are telling me right now, forget about the old stories.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So try to create your new story today.
Yeah.
Don't try to look at the wounds of the past.
And how do you think that might best support your sons? If you think about being in that space, how do you think that might best serve your sons and your relationship with them as mom?
It's like trying not to look through my own perception, but being there for him.
Yeah.
And listening to him, because that's the other cards I keep pulling these days, is listen.
Yeah.
And there is one of the deck, I don't know, they said, listen with your heart.
Uh-huh.
And hear with the ears of the spirit, or something like that. And magic happen.
Yep.
And this is.
Yeah, it occurs to me that this card, and that this card is one that Joanna pulled up, and we'll pull another card from the map here in just a second, but it talks about living in the now, and maybe And that's also not, you know, I know that for parents, one of the greatest challenges is worrying about what's going to happen to their kids, right?
Yeah.
And getting caught up on what's going to happen and can I protect them or can I help them in that way? And one of the things that is so hard exactly as Allison just put in the chat is how do you live in the now for your kids that you make sure your emotions aren't someone else as Colette wrote about in the mm-hmm. map, that your emotions are about now for your relationship with mm-hmm. your sons. Anything you want to add to that, Colette? And I'll pull a card from the Enchanted Map.
No, I would like you to pull a card from the Enchanted Map and I'll read the card. Yeah, I don't think there's nothing to add. I think you were brilliant about, right, talisman. So you already know. In other words, you already have the wisdom that you need to know. I think as a mother, you want to know that you even said you want your son to be okay. So which means that equates to, I want to have influence, that it's going to be positive. And really what you need to get to is a place where I need to be able to surrender him to his higher power, you know, and that I can be present to his experience, like the talisman, like you're looking down the road and knowing that you have something, you already know how to be the best mom to him, which is to, like the tree, right? It's like that other card also pertains to you, is allowing the trees to be separate and interdependent.
Oh, you're breaking up again, Colette. You're back yet, Colette? Nope. So talisman, Millie, if you don't have that, there you are. We've got you back. It is about connecting and realizing you have the wisdom you need and that you really can't make a mistake here, but it's about you being in that space of taking the lessons you've learned and applying them. It really is, in some ways, it's what we were talking about earlier. It's the practical of this course. It's applying the lessons of life that you had. We lost you there for a little bit, Colette. Anything you want to add in or anything else?
I thought I added a whole bunch in.
You did. It was good.
I was going on and I wasn't in here. I guess what I was saying is that other card, that the other...
I am card.
Yeah, I think that card applied to you too. Oh, just to be in a state of allowing and allowing like the two trees, not one to overshadow the other, because sometimes we could be helicopter parents and worry about them. I just want to make sure you're fine. And then we overshadow their growth, right? It's hard. It's really hard. The state of allowing is kind of what it's suggesting to you.
Millie, how old are your boys?
18, 16, and 14.
Okay, so you're still, you have some that think they're an adult. And, well, they probably all think they're an adult, but they're also young. Yeah.
Right. I think 14, oh my God.
Yeah. I think it's important to kind of just notice for yourself, and we'll wrap up with this, but I think to just in what I'm hearing these two cards talk about is in one of the things that's so helpful, your question is helpful for all of us, because while we may be asking questions about relationships, sometimes relationships are about a role we have in the world. Mm-hmm. That might be the role of partner or husband or wife or mom or dad. And so when we think about being a mom, what you're being called to right now is two things in these cards, which I love, is this: be in the now with them.
Yeah.
Be with them now. Don't worry about what's coming. Don't worry about what's been. That's probably the forgiveness that you've been getting the message on. And then also trust your own wisdom. Trust that you have the wisdom within you to do what you need to do with them, to be the mom that they need you to be. Mm-hmm. I feel like I want to pull one more card, Colette. What do you think? Living Oracle?
Yeah. Or, okay. Let's get the Enchanted Map.
One more of the map. Okay. Mm-hmm. So is that all right if I pull one more for you, Millie?
Yes.
And yeah. That would be, I would like to ask what should I act upon, contemplate? What do I need to do? Right. Okay. So it's like, what action do I need to take to be the best mom I need to be right now for him?
I like it. Yeah.
What? Come on.
No, I'm serious. I shuffled them too a lot.
That's very funny.
It's talisman again. but here's the thing, Millie. It's talisman in reverse. And so I'm going to read this.
Oh, that's very good.
So the reverse, as far as your action, is it warns that you must be aware of the repetitive patterns in your life. Sometimes the things that feel most familiar carry with them reminders of what you don't want to experience again. Yet here you are, faced with an important choice. You can move forward cautiously, or you can look for another path that will take you in a new direction. Consider this. If you've fallen down a hole a few times, why wouldn't you just walk around it this time? If you know where the hole lies, treasure that wisdom.
Yeah.
Although the universe is unlimited, every individual path has some limitations. Accepting that not all avenues are available to you at this time is a powerful realization. That said, you don't have to retrace your footsteps either. Mm-hmm. No matter what, you're on this path to gain greater wisdom, regardless of the choices you make. This is the time to ask others who've been there before for advice and assistance. Their wisdom will awaken your own.
Wow. That is amazing. That is so amazing. And so here's the thing. The theme of a talisman is it. So whether it be upright or reverse, it doesn't matter. It means that this is about what is familiar to you and choosing what is best for you. You know the patterns to avoid. So what have you learned and integrated of the wisdom that you have up till now? And I think it's that you know that loving without conditions. Come here, Tinkerbell. Sorry, that's not part of your reading. Loving, come here, baby. Oh, you poor thing, she's bleeding from her mouth. Come here, sweetie pie, mommy loves you. Sorry, my poor baby had all her teeth out. That's the end.
Yeah. And I think too, that last little bit there about how can you, and finding like where do you need to, who can you go to for wisdom for yourself as well would be a really good thing. Like, is there someone that you know, another mom or someone that you can talk to, a family member that would be supportive of you in terms of wisdom? Mm-hmm. Or maybe just the oracles themselves. So the oracle cards too. So thank you, Millie.
Thank you. I think that it's so funny because what comes up for me is the trust. Mm-hmm. A lot, trusting myself in what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because this really, Colette, every time I try to pull out another card, these last 2 weeks, I'm shuffle and I get the same card. And this is the patterns happening with spirit right now. It's like, what do you want more? This is right here in front of your eyes. So stop trying to find another way. So,
but you know, listen, you're a good mom. Otherwise, listen, there's a lot of mothers that wouldn't even care. And you do. And you're trying to make the best for your boys and for you. And you want to be the best mom and you love them. So I think you taught us too, that yes, sometimes the oracle is saying you already know the answer. But the fact that you have answered it, it comes from a good place.
Thank you.
Yeah, it comes from a good place.
Thank you, Millie. We love you. Have a good night.
We love you. I love you very much, both of you. Thank you. And Anna. Thank you.
And Anna. Love that. Now we always add in Anna. And Anna.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, I think you guys are amazing. So I hope you understand now what we're getting at about these, the way that we want to work with the oracles, you start to see patterns too with how the universe speaks to us. Like, you can't make that up. Millie kept getting repetitive cards. She got them again. Oopsie. That we have a way to use this system that we've built in the earlier 7 weeks as a way to integrate different subjects this month. And then the next month we change subjects and the next month. So, you know, Anna's going to post the questions tomorrow and give yourselves time. But I really think too, we kickstarted a little bit now with the Wisdom of Avalon for adding to the Living Oracle, and you guys aren't going to be so scared about it. But I want to thank everybody who participated tonight. Thank you so much. Of course, Doug. Thank you always for being the head wizard. And thank you, Anna, for being the fabulous headmistress. And thank you, me. Thank you, universe, and thank you, the best veterinary service in the middle of nowhere. I don't know how all these veterinarians work in literally in the middle of nowhere on a highway. They took such good care of my little baby here. And all of you guys, I do want to mention that I have to say that you guys are such an extraordinary group. And really, we're so impressed. And we really put our heart and soul into this, into the fact that we've attracted such a fantastic group means that we're doing something right. So we don't know unless we have someone like you in front of us. And the fact that some of you keep coming back, I just really want to acknowledge that tonight, because you could be anywhere and you're here with us. So thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mwah! Love you all.
All right. Have a great week, everybody.
And just know this, we might not be on another call until next month, but you can still post in the main hall. I'll check in there once a week. So we'll Doug, we're not just gone. But Anna's going to give you instructions about what to do with each other and then with her practice calls. And that's how she's going to know who's who, if people want to be mentors and stuff like that. So now it starts. All right, everybody.
And just logistics. Anna and I did talk. Some of you that may not be on Facebook, we are going to put the questions for integration in the main hall too. So just know they'll be in both places. So
all right.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay. Bye, guys. Good night. That was awesome. Yay. Oh, no.